Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Over the weekend, Amy goes out and she gets on the yogurt kick, and she goes to a frozen yogurt place, not once, but twice.
Twice. Woo! I go to Froyo twice.
And first of all, right here.
You're
awesome.
Welcome. That's last awesome. Night, I just did chocolate and vanilla swirl with Rainbow Jimmies. The night before, I had done chocolate and vanilla swirl with Reese's Cups, Reese's Pieces.
So you're loading up.
Forgive me, but for the people in Randolph County, what are Rainbow Jimmies?
Oh, sprinkles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Those crunchy things.
Where I come from, they're Jimmies.
Whatever.
We call them sprinkles here. So anyway, she goes in, and there's the tip situation where you flip the thing around, where they give you, you know, like they use the iPad type thing.
Well, the one time, the jar is out there.
Right.
Last night, the woman said, select a tip and sign.
And this is a self-service place where you go pull the handle and you put the yogurt mm-hmm. in your cup and you go over to the bar and you put your stuff on. They don't do any of that for you. You do that.
Nothing. They do nothing. Not even, you don't even have to say, hey, can I get some sample cups? They put those out.
Yeah.
You have no questions for them unless something's broken or really wrong.
You guys use cups? I just put it in my hand.
That's the way to do it.
I just put my mouth under this thing. Let everyone there. So do you tip? What do you do? Do you tip at these places, like especially like CounterServe, where they're not waiting on you in any way whatsoever? The only thing they're waiting for is for you to do all the work, and then you just put your card in the slot.
Yeah.
Where do we draw the line on tipping things? And I know that there are other service industries that they get paid a wage and they get paid percentages. If you go to salons, they get paid a percentage of what they're billing, waxing, all that. And I tip those people because they're actually working on you. You know what I mean? They're with you. They're part of that.
So this weekend, neither of the Froyo employees were tipped by Amy.
No.
Right, what about you? 680 Wolf, what do you think?
Yes, I was calling about tipping at the counter service.
Yeah, what's your policy on that?
I don't tip at counter service. I went to a local restaurant in Greensboro where I had to get my drinks. All they did was take my order, and they asked for tips.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tip if I go to the salon or nail salon.
Right.
Did they actually ask for a tip, or was there a jar or something that was like the signature, the space when you sign, when you use a card?
There was just a space where I signed whenever I used a card.
Is it? And I get that sometimes that's just on there, but you want to be like, what do you think you deserve a tip here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like working in retail and asking for tips. You're already getting paid for that.
What's your name?
Morgan.
Morgan, thank you for checking in.
Thanks. Y'all have a good day.
You too.
And Morgan, she doesn't do it either.
There's a, I know where I lean on this, but it's the same situation along with K&W. First of all, if you take a card, there needs to be a spot where we can put a tip on the card. Just throw that out there. Get along with 21st century K&W. Second, do you tip the people at K&W? I say yes.
I do leave a small tip for the busser on the table. And they're usually very friendly there. They're usually willing to get you anything you want, to refill your drink or get you ketchup or vinegar or whatever it is you want, you know, at the table. They're usually very good about that. And they bust up the table after you screw it up.
Yep.
You're right, though. They should add, I was at Auto Bell on New Garden, and I had to leave, get cash, and come back to tip the guy because they don't have a spot that you can just add a tip on.
This is America. This is the 21st century. You have a line for tip on your card.
Yes, hello. I was calling in to weigh in on the whole tipping thing.
Yes, go right ahead. What do you think?
Man, my thought is, this is one of the very few times in life when it's only going to cost a couple of bucks to be a rock star. Just leave them a few bucks and call it good. That's my thoughts.
Okay, all right. So if you go to the yogurt place or to a shop where there's counter service and there's an opportunity to leave a tip, you usually do.
Yeah, definitely. Let her rip. It's, like I said, a couple of bucks and you're a rock star.
Part of me, my heart has absolutely melted. The other part is furious with you. What's your name?
So goes life. My name is Larry.
Larry, listen, thank you for checking in. That's a good point, but man, I can't bring myself to do it.
Give it a shot one time. Just see how it works.
You know what? Next time I go, which will probably be this weekend, I will try it and we'll talk about it on Tuesday and I'll let you know how I feel.
Definitely. Definitely. Y'all take care.
All right. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.